Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having an amazing week. In our last episode, we explored Jesus' profound I am statements from the Gospel of John. I am the way and the truth and the life. Today, we are embracing one of Jesus' most profound statements, I am the true vine. It's an incredible moment to pause and reflect on something essential for life, something that nurtures growth. When I think about that, I immediately think of a plant without the vine. There's no life, no fruit. In John chapter 15, Jesus paints a vivid picture to explain his crucial role in our spiritual journey when he says, "I am the true vine." Now let's dig deeper into what it truly means to stay connected to this vital source. If you have your Bibles handy, turn with me to John 15, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 5. Here's what it says. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. Jesus' declaration, I am the true vine, serves as a rich and vital metaphor that beautifully illustrates the essential relationship between him and us as his followers. Now, let's take some time to break down these key elements. First off, when you hear, I am the true vine, think about what true implies. It suggests that there may be other things we turn to for spiritual life and sustenance, but they ultimately fall short. Jesus steps forward as the true source, the ultimate provider. A vine is fundamentally for its branches, life and nourishment. He's emphasizing that he is the very heartbeat of our spiritual growth, everything we need to flourish. Amen. Now, let's explore the phrase, and my Father is the vine dresser. This is such an exciting insight. The Father is portrayed as the one who cultivates and lovingly cares for the vine, shining a spotlight on God's active role in our lives and the church. As a vine dresser, his mission is to ensure the vine produces abundant fruit, illustrating that God has a distinct purpose for each of us and is continually working to bring that purpose to completion. Now, when we dive into the powerful message of every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, it truly highlights the incredible reality that a real connection with Jesus naturally leads to producing spiritual fruit. Think of all the wonderful aspects of a believer's life that fruit can symbolize. For example, love, joy, peace, good works, and the joy of sharing the gospel. Just like what we see in the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Those branches clinging to the vine without showing any fruit, they might be taken away, which can mean different things. It could reflect a fading connection, barriers to spiritual growth, or even a separation from God for those who only have a surface level relationship. And how about the powerful phrase, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Just like any skilled gardener knows, pruning is essential for healthy growth and a plentiful crop of fruit. It's about trimming away the unnecessary or unproductive aspects. God, in his role as the master vine dresser, might let challenges, trials, or even discipline touch our lives, but it's all for our good. These experiences refine us, lift off our burdens, and empower us to yield even more spiritual fruit. This journey can be challenging at times, but ultimately, it leads to our growth and God's glory. When we unpack the phrase, "You are already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you," we discover how Jesus reassures his disciples that they are cleansed through his powerful teaching. His words possess the incredible ability to purify, setting them apart for something truly special. This cleansing is essential for us to abide in him and bear abundant fruit. When we dive into abide in me and I in you, we see that abide means to remain, dwell, continue, or stay. This is the heart of the message, emphasizing the need for a close, lasting relationship with Jesus. As we abide in him, he abides in us. This relationship is one of deep intimacy and connection. Now consider the powerful verse, "As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." Wow, this beautifully illustrates our total dependence on Jesus for spiritual vitality and fruitfulness. Just like a branch that's been cut off withers away, we too cannot produce lasting spiritual fruit without the connection to God. When we hear, "I am the vine, you are the branches," we recognize Jesus as the source of all life. Again, Jesus as the source of all life, while we are the recipients of his life-giving power. Amen. And then, as we reach the final verse, "He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing." We grasp that abiding in him is the key to bearing much fruit. This signifies a vibrant life filled with spiritual growth, positive influence, and a glorious tribute to God. The statement, "For without me, you can do nothing," powerfully emphasizes our absolute dependence on Jesus for anything that truly matters. Our efforts, apart from his life flowing through us, will ultimately bear little to no fruit in the spiritual realm. So in summary, Jesus is our exclusive source of true spiritual life and nourishment. When we bear fruit, it signals a real connection with God. Abiding in Jesus through faith and obedience is crucial for our spiritual growth and effectiveness. Without him, we simply cannot produce lasting spiritual fruit. This inspiring metaphor encourages all believers to cultivate a deep, abiding relationship with Jesus, fully trusting in his life-giving power to yield fruit that honors our amazing God. Amen. Let's commit to turning into his voice above all the noise that life sends our way. Always keep in mind the one who gave everything so that you could thrive. And from that, let's wrap this up with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today overflowing with gratitude for the incredible image of Jesus as the true vine. Thank you for making our vital connection to your Son clear. He is the source of all life and nourishment. We recognize that without you, we can accomplish nothing truly spiritually. We admit that we sometimes attempt to bear fruit on our own, only to end up feeling dry and unproductive. We earnestly seek a deeper understanding of what it truly means to abide in you. Help us stay deeply connected, drawing our strength, life, and purpose directly from you. May we be firmly rooted in your love, filled with your word, and energized by your spirit. As our vine dresser, guide us. Prune away any distractions that might hinder our ability to flourish. We know pruning can be tough, but we trust it's ultimately for our good so we can bear even more fruit for your glory. Thank you for the promise of abundant fruit when we stay connected to you. Let our lives overflow with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The amazing fruit of your Spirit shining through us. We also pray for those around us who might be feeling disconnected or unfruitful. Draw them closer to Jesus, the true vine, so they can discover the fullness of life that comes from abiding in Him. Strengthen us to remain in you, especially during challenging times or temptations. May we always stay anchored to the true source of life, finding our nourishment and strength in Jesus. In His precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for being part of Scripture Seekers Ministry. What an incredible journey we had today, exploring the last I am statements of Jesus. I can't wait to connect with all of you again next week as I start a new series, The Fruit of the Spirit, based on Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Until then, take care, my friends.